WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
I am 5 years cancer-free, told me that I am in the normal range of a normal man for cancer now. I still get tested. I'm still scared every year that comes around that I have to get tested to say, okay, is this the day that my cancer comes back? There's a chance that it can, but then there's a chance that the other normal person off the road can have that cancer too also. But I'm here to encourage, don't lay down and allow somebody to tell you you're not going to make it.
Yeah, but what happened that you had this base basketball-sized tumor?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go in to surgically remove it?
They did. And they did after 4 months of chemo and chemo.
So when did the miracle take place?
The tumor started to stop expanding and got smaller, okay? And it had to be a certain level. You could only take out 50% of your liver. I want to believe that that was the case. That in January, once they were able to cut out this tumor out of my liver to stop it from growing and to also scrape the insides of your pancreas, not deep inside, but at the opening of your pancreas, because this is where your cancer's at. You're putting your hands in somebody that is using experimental drugs to be able to help combat cancer. And I told this guy, I don't care what you do. You can throw the kitchen sink. If you could either save my life or help save somebody else's life, that's where I wanted to be. Because
now that's a little secret there that people don't know. I've had a miracle. One time when I got on my knees at a church and I was not remembering there was something the matter, and I said, well, I don't have any problems. I'll pray for these other people. And the moment I prayed for the other people, God kind of like knocked on my head. What's that movie, Back to the Future? Hey, what's that guy's name? You know, what was the guy's
Michael
name?
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, the
older guy?
The father, and it was the other guy. The bully was knocking on his head.
Yeah.
McVee. Hey, McVee. Hello.
McFly.
McFly. Hey,
yeah.
McFly.
Yeah.
You remember about you? Oh, I forgot about that. And within a matter of days, I won't go the whole story, but I had a miraculous healing. But so the moment.
Red, I've fallen down to my knees. I've been in my closet completely in the dark by myself because I said, I don't want to put my family through this. I'm not going to make it. I can't put the struggles behind my family. But because I had the combination of strong presence of people behind me, Rhett, I had so many people that were praying for me from where I was working at Disney Vero Beach Resort that prayed for me. I had a class of kids that I didn't even know. A lady would come on vacation. She had her whole class in the gym in a circle, send me a picture during COVID. Now, remember, we're on lockdown during COVID. Send me a picture. And they're all saying, Mr. Joe sent me all these coloring things to encourage me to keep on fighting. But Rhett, the people that don't have that encouragement, that's maybe somebody needs to hear that today. That, you know what, if you don't have that strong force behind you, you got to be able to know that there is a stronger power out there that can heal you.
So you started to shrink.
100%.
And so when they went in there, did they say that it was miraculous? What happened?
And they said that I should not be here. I should not be here, Rhett.
Was there one point where you know that God intervened? Did the hear a voice?
It never come across me like that, but I knew that God was in control because I started to feel the comfort. I started to feel the presence of people around me that were encouraging me. It was encouragement.
When were you told, we don't know how to tell you this, but it's gone?
They told me that last year on July 25th of last year.
You
got to hit 5 years.
No, I don't mean the 5 years, but I mean right after at that point where they said.
No, they said that each. I would go every 3 months, Rhett, to get a scan, to do blood. This is every 3 months you're going now to worry about whether you're going to be living another day or not. Mm. And they said, Mr. Dillon, your levels are going down. This is great. This is great. This is great. And it just kept going. And my wife kept telling me, Joe, keep on praying. A lot of people are praying.
I
got to
meet this wife of yours sometime. You got to bring her down here to be on the show.
Amazing. She's
got an angel there.
I do.
Well, they are angels anyway.
Well, right.
I think they're half angels.
If it wasn't for her, I don't think I'd be here because I would have given up the fight a long time ago.
No. And they know now that the thinking affects the whole thing.
100%.
Faith.
100%.
Wow. So just last July, it hasn't even been a year yet.
No, sir. No, sir.
And you were told you're cancer-free.
Cancer-free.
So
not only just cancer-free, pancreatic. I live through a lot of survivor's guilt right now because there's other people that have gotten cancer after me that I've met that don't make it. And cancer, as again, does not have no prejudices. And it can be strong, but the advances in the treatments for cancer are so strong right now that, you know what, you just got to have that faith to know that you can beat that and you can get on another day. And each day, even though you're going to fight, have God with you, the Lord with you, to be able to help you overcome that. You don't have to be them. I'm not the most faithful person in the whole wide world, Rhett.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Yeah.
I've fallen short of the glory of God.
You look
many
a little
times.
Bit like Jesus with that long hair and beard.
And I'd like to show you. Let me show you a picture of me going through. This is exactly the day that my liver was removed from me. This is what I looked like. And you sit here and
did they remove the whole liver?
No, 51%.
Okay.
51% of my liver.
But the liver
was
can grow back.
And the liver's the only organ that can grow back, Rhett. And this was me, the day of me going in for my liver rescission.
Wow.
And it's just, I mean, I didn't really, I got an iPhone out. I can't believe I have all these pictures on here. Do you ever get that, Rhett, where you sit there?
Well, and, I only have 280,000 pictures. I do. I'll look it up right now. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's craziness, isn't it? But in the meantime, I'm going to read Only Imagine.
Yes.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Can imagine. This is you. You look like a different human. Look bald this, there with all the chemo took your hair away.
It took everything.
You look
my
like a totally different human being.
100%.
Now here you look like an older man, and that now you look back to looking young again.
That was the day that I rang the bell.
What, do you mean,
me, what happens is after you get out from
hospital.
Well, you don't have to do no more chemo or radiation.
Oh, my word.
Ringing
all the nurses
bell.
Are there.
Fantastic. One of the best days of my life. I overcome them, too, also.
I could cry for you, bro.
Rhett, you impact the nurses. I took a picture of every single nurse that helped me, every single doctor that helped me, because I pray for them every single day to continue to touch people, to continue to help people.
Now, about monetarily, it takes a lot to pay the bills, doesn't it? Were you still a cop when this all went down?
No, sir.
You a retired cop?
I am not. I was an ex-police officer, yes.
Okay.
I got out because I got hurt. Oh. And then at the point of me getting my DJ business and my PI business very successful, I was stopped. But you got to understand, my wife's working at Harris, and COVID come around, she was going to have to get in the Family Leave Act to be able to help me, because cancer's 24-hour care.
Yes.
It's not a.
And did she get it?
She did not. She got disapproved. But COVID happened. This is how God works. COVID happened, and everybody starts working from home.
So she
was
did
able.
Get it,
she was able, but
she
got it through the Lord.
It.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so we were up in Jacksonville.
There's a Lord's hand short that He cannot save.
VBR
is not
ours.
Short. I
the hospitals that deal with the cancer people, they were closed because of COVID. VBRO, I met a guy that owned a VBRO up in Jacksonville right by the hospital, put me right in there. Beaches were closed in Jacksonville. Remember this? Everything was closed. And God just divined to where He just put it right in there and put me into a place
now,
right there.
Now, you sold JD Productions, which is now owned by our producer, Doolin Dalton. Okay.
Correct.
And he's a great guy. He's a DJ at weddings, bar mitzvahs, special events. He does this karaoke nights. He does what do you call those nights when you trivia nights and stuff.
Correct.
And anyway, so he's our producer here, and we're happy to have him here.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
But you got to understand when me and Doolin first met, because I was DJing out at Disney Vero Beach Resort. Me and him clashed heads.
We weren't.
Because he was this young kid. Here I am, an older man. And, you know, we just didn't mix. But you know what? Doolin's one of my best friends right now, only for the fact is because the true colors of this guy comes out. And he puts his energy behind everything that he does, like
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, he's a giver, not a lazy bonus. But
he's
when you sold JD Productions, you're given 6 months to 9 max to live. Now you're healed and you haven't got your company. Do you regret that at all?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I see how he has progressed and taken it to another level. And this is what's even great. JD Sound Productions, he didn't change. He goes, Joe, I'm doing that in honor.